like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
Well, Hope, thank you for being here today, and you are one of the prominent film critics in Central Ohio. I'm very pleased that you're able to talk today about a movie that I'm going to ask you to introduce and give the director's name.
Nicholas Winding Refn is the director of Only God Forgives, and he's probably best known for having also directed Drive 2 years ago, which was just a magnificent film.
But Hope, why am I confused about this movie?
It's really a polarizing work, certainly, and it reminded me in spurts of Drive, and it reminded me at times, particularly in the color palette of Bronson, an earlier film done by the same director, but where Bronson was very frenetic and there was a ton going on. Boy, this one just boils it down to like the slightest possible story arc and the most one-dimensional characters. His interest is in creating a dreamlike, nightmarish tone.
This composition is drenched in red and deep blacks. One of the things that makes it so stylized is that characters move almost at slow motion.
They do.
And so some would say pretentious.
Sure.
I understand Tarantino's tone, which is largely campy. This is camp, yet the way you're describing and the way I saw it was it's visually so arresting and so dark, inferno-like.
Exactly. That's just what I thought. You know, and the way he shoots down long corridors and the way there's just patterns on every surface. And if it's not in the surface itself, it's in the shadow through some frame that you see light on the other side of it. Reminded me of a combination of David Lynch and Stanley Kubrick.
Good one. And I tried to think that this was a satire of slasher films, for instance. So I tried to find some place where he'd say, well, you know, I'm just putting you on.
Yeah, the filmmaker himself is fairly humorless. I didn't see a lot of camp.
We have some interesting characterization. Ryan Gosling playing Julian, the son. Mom is a pip.
Oh my goodness. And you know what I love? I love that Kristen Scott Thomas was cast in this role, because who would have predicted that?
Who would have?
Lover or hater, it's an over-the-top cruelty, the characterization, but gosh, she's just fascinating.
Yes, she has long blonde tresses, a lot of makeup, and she walks in a very studied way, and she seems to be casually violent. The film critics who love their Freudian analysis will pick upon Oedipus, because she indeed has one speech about his masculinity that rips him up and down relative to his brother, who's revenging really at the behest of his mother.
The sexual behavior of both of her sons. They choose to take it in different directions, but there's a deviance in their behavior, and I think that it has very specifically to do with the sexuality of the mother. One of the things I found most fascinating about the entire film is the way it approaches gender roles and sexuality, and it seemed to me she represented the alpha male, and that threw the entire microcosm of Bangkok into disarray, into chaos.
Good one.
The detective, their nemesis, you know, and all of the very archetypical feminine qualities that he has in his home, and in the scene where he just obliterates the man that they hired to take him out.
Yes.
I don't even know what that scene is. I don't know what's going on there.
This guy, the fellow who plays Chang, and I won't try to say his name, this character is cold and affectless, absolutely unstoppable. He is so good with the sword. He is actually the police chief, so he's practically beyond possibly stopping him because he has his lieutenants with him. He fights. I mean, don't expect Gosling to be the big hero in this film, as you might have expected from Drive. That's another thing that the director seems to turn around.
Yeah.
When you face evil in Chang, you are not necessarily going to win.
He's an odd bird, that one.
Well, this is where I thought the director was possibly having fun.
Right.
And particularly when you see him singing this karaoke and juxtaposing that with the blood that he has caused so far. Hope.
John.
I think it's time for us to give this a grade.
I would give it a B. I think it's a polarizing film, and I think probably half the people who see it will hate it. Hate it. Because it's not what you're expecting, and they're not real characterizations, and it's not story-driven, and it's violent and odd.
I'm a B also. Absolutely stunning cinematography.
Right.
You just can't take your eyes off this film. Julian's brother, Billy, who's a very bad boy, opens up the film with Time to Meet the Devil.
That's true.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.